Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. A federal judge has named a special master to review documents seized by the FBI from the Florida home of former President Donald Trump. Raymond Deary, also a federal judge, has been given a November deadline to complete a review of what agents took from Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate last month. Deary holds senior status in the Eastern District of New York. He was proposed by Trump's lawyers to handle the independent review, and the Justice Department did not object. DOJ is barred from using any of the seized materials for its criminal investigation until that review is completed. Later today, President Biden is expected to meet with family members of two Americans being held in Russia, Paul Whelan and WNBA star and U.S. Olympian Brittany Griner. NPR's Ximena Bustillo has more.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters the U.S. government made a, quote, significant offer to Russia a couple months ago to secure the Americans' release and has followed up repeatedly since to no avail. She also said that there is no update on the progress to report. These will be the first in-person meetings between Biden and the families of Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan. Earlier this summer, President Biden condemned Russia after Griner's sentencing and called for her immediate release. Ximena Bustillo, NPR News, The White House.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says a mass grave has been discovered in the country's northeast in a town that was retaken by Ukrainian forces in recent days. Ukraine's defense ministry says the unmarked grave contains 440 bodies. Some had been killed by airstrikes and shelling. Russia has denied targeting civilians or committing war crimes in Ukraine. The German government says it's taken control of three oil refineries previously owned by a Russian energy company. As NPR's Rob Schmitz reports from Berlin, the government says the move will help secure the country's energy supplies.
Berlin has taken the German subsidiary of Russian oil giant Rosneft under state control, putting it into the trusteeship of the Federal Network Agency regulator. Rosneft Deutschland accounts for 12% of Germany's oil processing capacity and is one of the largest oil processing companies in the country, running three refineries in Germany. One of those refineries in the eastern city of Schwedt supplies 90% of its fuel to the city of Berlin. It has received all its crude oil from Russia via the Druzhba pipeline. But the German government says the trusteeship will ensure oil can be supplied to the refinery via alternative routes. It's unclear who will step in to replace Rosneft as operator of the refineries now under the government's control. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
Police in Britain say two police officers in London were wounded today by a man with a knife. A suspect is under arrest. This is NPR News. The Mexican government says a military general and two members of the army are under arrest in connection with the disappearance of dozens of college students 8 years ago. 43 students were abducted in the south of the country in 2014. Their bodies were never found. Multiple investigations suggested the students were likely ordered off several buses and handed over to a local drug gang. Families of the students have long said they believe there was military involvement in their disappearance. The general who was arrested was the commander of a Mexican army base at the time. A new study shows Latinos in the U.S. are influencing which shows are most popular on streaming platforms. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
The Nielsen study looked at 530 streaming shows and found nearly half of those considered the most bingeable had Latinos in front of and behind the cameras as writers, directors, and producers.
I think that's a really important marker for how Latinos are influencing America's most watchable entertainment.
Stacy De Armas, a senior vice president at Nielsen, said Latino-led content attracted new viewers to streaming platforms, and then they stayed to watch other shows.
So it becomes a business case for media companies that are looking to acquire content.
De Armas says among the most popular recent shows for Latino viewers, The Gordita Chronicles and Only Murders in the Building. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Tropical storm Fiona's top winds are up to 60 miles per hour as it moves closer to the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.